An area of low pressure over the Gulf of Maine will continue to strengthen as it moves further away, and another disturbance rotating around it will keep plenty of clouds and perhaps a few showers in the forecast as we head through the afternoon. It could be rain or snow showers in the higher elevations, especially to the west of the Capital District. It'll be blustery and chilly with highs only in the low and mid-40s. The wind will subside some tonight as high pressure crests to our south. That'll help skies become mostly clear as well, and temperatures will plummet into the 20s across the region. That high pressure begins to move offshore on Saturday, and the winds will turn a bit more southerly, which should allow for a little bump in our temperatures, but not by much. A weak area of low pressure will track across the region as we head through Saturday night, so expect increasing clouds throughout the afternoon hours. It does look to be relatively moisture-starved, but there still could be some precipitation for areas mainly north and west of the capital region, and it does look like it could be cold enough for some snow in the higher elevations, but accumulations will be light nonetheless. Dry weather returns as we head through the second half of the weekend as that storm system moves quickly off to the east. Higher pressure building back in for us, and that will help to get some clearing going on as we head through the afternoon. Outside of some of the higher elevations like the Adirondacks, where some upslope flow combined with some moisture off of Lake Ontario could bring a few rain and or snow showers with that lake enhancement. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms are possible across the southern Florida peninsula and adjacent coastal waters during the afternoon and tomorrow evening. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Thursday of 93 at Anaheim, El Cajon, Fillmore, Fullerton, Rancho San Diego, Riverside, San Diego proper, San Gabriel, and Santee, California, and a low Friday morning of 17 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 50. Wind chills will be between 30 and 40 early in the day. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 40s and a southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, showers likely mainly late afternoon. It'll be cloudy with a high in the upper 40s, quite breezy too with a south wind from 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 possible. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing. It'll be cooler with lows in the lower 20s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny in the morning, to becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, colder with lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, colder with lows in the lower 20s and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour, making it feel even colder. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing overnight, colder with lows in the mid-20s and a northwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. And for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, cooler with lows in the upper 20s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, and for tomorrow, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, a high in the mid and upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the low and mid 40s. Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid and upper 40s. Tuesday, breezy with increasing clouds and a threat of showers late in the day. Temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. Wednesday, showers early and then turning colder, highs in the low and mid 40s and falling. And Thursday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid and upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.